Everybody, welcome to Indie Soul Rhythms. Today we are joined by a special guest who is a storyteller, a vocal craftsman, a soulful architect of emotion from Leading Motown's Yours Truly, captivating audiences with songs like Come and Get It, to shaping sounds behind the scenes with legends like Lionel Richie, Babyface, Diane Warren. His journey has always been steeped in authenticity, soul, and legacy. Maybe most of you may know that he's coached Backstreet Boys, contributed to platinum-selling records, released his own acclaimed album, Crazy Sexy, produced by the legendary Keith Andes. Now, after a period of deep and self-reflection and creativity, he's back with more soul, more inspiration, and more honesty than ever. His latest single, Pretty Just Ain't Enough, has struck a chord with audiences around the world, soaring to number 2 on the Urban Influencer UK chart, and proving that real music with real heart still resonates. Ricky Jones, welcome back to Indie Soul Rhythms.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me back.
It's an honor to have you with us again.
Right on.
Yeah,
right
on. How does it feel to be back, sharing your music again with an audience that has been waiting for your return?
I'm happy to be able to be doing it. You know what I mean? And I haven't stopped doing it. It feels a pleasure that God, every day I wake up and God has given me an opportunity to be able to do what I'm doing, and as long as I'm doing it as well too, in the company that I'm keeping. So I'm elated every day that I have the opportunity to, and then it even puts the cream on top when you guys are accepting it so much, and I'm getting the response that I'm getting from the UK.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you've got such a rich journey, from church choirs to Motown to vocal coaching, and now writing some of your most personal music. So looking back, what would you say was the most defining moment in your artistry evolution?
I would say coming to LA on a vacation, and how God designed the plan for me to stay here, because I came out here to have a good time and on a break from school, from college. And I came to see my college sweetheart, Erica Swift, at the time. And then when I came, I found out I couldn't leave. I was having a good time. And then I'm sitting in the car, driving around L.A. partying and things like that. And then this guy, my boy, said, man, my brother-in-law is the vice president of Motown. You know, I said, what a promotion. He said, man, let's go to his house. Now, take in mind, it's 11 o'clock at night on a Friday. You see, so it's like I wasn't expecting any of this, you know. I knew I wanted to sing or be a lawyer. And so we went to his house, Jonathan Clark, on Motown, and I ended up singing for him. He said, boy, you need to stay here. So I'm still here. So that was one of the most defining moments for me. And, you know, it just changed everything for me.
Yeah. And also growing up, your father did recognize your gift early on.
Oh,
what do you think he would say about your music, the music that you're making today?
It's real R&B. I don't say it's been gone. I just say that some people forgot about it. However, we missed it a lot. And, man, I'm writing about everything that happened to me and my friends around me. A lot of my friends, don't, like when we're out or hanging out, whatever, don't even want to talk and tell their stories anymore, because I'm writing about them too as well. But man, there's some life-changing experiences that I've been through that I just thank God. I thank my friends, you know, I thank all the hardship, good ship that I've been out of relationships, you know, so I can write about it. Just like Pretty Just Ain't Enough. You know, I've had enough Pretty. And I've seen that situation till it's not enough, you know, so many different things, so many. You know, I just thank God. Like I said earlier, I thank God for the opportunity to be able to do this, like I'm doing it.
That's amazing. So now talking about your brand new single, Pretty Just Ain't Enough.
Yes.
That's such a powerful title.
Man.
And it's got a powerful message as well. What sparked the inspiration behind this song, and what story were you trying to tell?
In a relationship with a beautiful woman, and I'm not saying every beautiful woman is like that, but I experienced that she tried to use her beauty to manipulate. And if it wasn't serving her, it didn't fit the situation, or, you know, she wasn't happy. And I thank God for that too, because, you know, the song wouldn't have came. I thank God for her too as well. But that's where it came from. It came from looking at that situation. And then it came from, you know, dating other women. And if you're not beautiful inside, it's hard to be beautiful outside. So sure. I have daughters, and I have conversations with them all the time. You got to have more than pretty. And what do you think someone is looking for to be happy, you know, in a relationship? So, and it's more than the pretty. It's damn sure more than the pretty. Beauty is only skin deep. So I thank God for that relationship. So that's where the song came from. Even the women, like, are on it. Like, yeah, that's true, you know. And look how the world is changing, how self-care for women and men. And at the same time, it's and therapy, how everybody's pushing therapy too, not to be so serious, but shit, I mean, we all need it. I suggest counseling and therapy for people to better yourself. And that's what, that was crazy, because I was in a session the other, two nights ago, and so I had some background singers, and they were women, young ladies, you know, about 22, 23, 24, and they were talking about how self-care and beautiful, being beautiful outside is just not enough too. Even before them, they haven't even heard the song until then. And just to hear their conversations, you know, about how feeling better inside, and they started early taking care of themselves emotionally and spiritually, and how they're not, the outside appearance is going to be beautiful anyway, because they believe inside it's beautiful. So it's crazy to see that generation talking about it as well, too. So I just know that came from God. I know it did.
I mean, yeah, you can feel it in the, you know, your vocal performance. It is polished and raw at the same time, which is kind of unique.
Thank you.
What was your approach vocally? Did you go into it thinking smooth, gritty, or something more emotional driven?
All of the above, like, you know, you know what I mean? Like, Keith and I talked about, actually, that was a one take song too. It's like, because it was in my spirit and ready to come out, like running water. And it was fun doing it, but it's the truth. I said somewhere in there, like, you came to me like a wolf dressed in sheep clothing, so tender and so sweet. You know, straight out of a magazine, Pretty had me fooled. They say that it's only skin deep, and I find out it to be true. You know, that's my experience, you know what I mean, that I did, you know what I mean? But it also is a fun song as well, too, but the message is really there about the whole situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, in terms of your creative process, you've worked with giants like Lionel Richie, Johnny Gill, Babyface. How do those experiences influence how you approach music today?
Everything. Lionel Richie, I remember even with Luther Vandross too, how he said he sings about being in love, and love is classic. Like, people say that's a classic. Love never gets old, or so it will always be current. And Lionel Richie said that as well too. Is you learn James Ingram, you learn from these people. Tommy Sims, he did a song called Lost in You on my Universal record. He produced it. Wayne Kirkpatrick and Gordon Chambers, they wrote this song. They wrote Change the World for Eric Clapton, too, which Babyface produced. But it's called Lost in You. But I hear that song, and Garth Brooks actually recorded it, too. I hear that song, and it's timeless, because if you think from your childhood to now, love just don't go away, and love, you just, it's always current. So I've learned how to stay in the moment with love and not be scared of love either. Even going through relationships and shit, you know, some of the relationships are good, some of them are bad, but you can't be scared. You can't be scared to live, you know, so, and life is for the living.
That's true. And very
yeah,
powerful
man.
As well.
Yeah.
So you are working with Keith Andes. Shout out to Keith.
My man.
What is it about that partnership that brings out the best in your artistry?
Keith and I started on Motown with, Keith had worked with so many people. I couldn't even name everybody he's worked with, but he and I just, we clicked back, like, that's my big brother. And we got hooked up with Jonathan Clark, and we was at Hollywood Sounds in Hollywood, like about 20 feet from Motown. And we didn't come out of the studio. Like, Moochie, we were literally, for the holidays, we would Keith had kids. He was opening up the gifts and calls. So, you ready? I'm like, I'm ready. You know, we're at the studio. And then we would be at the studio, man, for days all the time. You know what I mean? It's just something that we love doing. And I give, like, my advice to people that really want to do this is you got to love, eat, sleep, and bleed this. I remember I got a country song called The 405 that says Freeway in California, in Los Angeles. And I was riding the 405, so this girl called me, and I haven't had her phone number in 20 years, right? So I'm like, dang, okay, cool. This must be God. But I'm getting to something. So I started to write, I wrote the song called 405 because I get the idea from working with Lionel Richie about just being detailed about your life, because somebody's going to benefit from it more than you. And in the song, it said, the hook said, I'm a meter even though my first mind tell me that I shouldn't give him my time. But everybody got a weakness, and she just happened to be mine. That's the hook. And it's the truth. That's what happened at that moment.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by living, because life is for the living. And you got to love and live in that moment instead of saying, I'll do this tomorrow. Because tell the truth, how many times you wake up in the morning, you say, well, okay, the next day before, you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to the gym. And you get up in the morning, you can talk yourself out of doing anything. You know what I mean? But life is for the living. Take a ride down the coast, man, and go somewhere you never been. It don't even cost money to get up and walk around and look at the trees and say, man, look at God. You know what I mean? So, man, I even the conversations with Lionel and James Ingram, God, I miss James Ingram. Rest in peace. I got to tell you this real quick. So my first time meeting James, Keith was at James' house. So they were trying to come up with the first line of the song, and they couldn't do it. So Keith said, let me call my boy, let me call my dog. So he called me, he said, Rick, he played the track. He played on the piano, singing, just humming. And I came up with the first line. James got on the phone. Come on over here right now. This is my address. That's how I met James. At that time, man.
Yeah.
Watch how God worked. At that time, nobody knew what's going on, right? So I go and rewrite the song. And then the first line said, I've heard stories of meeting a princess and living love after. God, just a song that never came out with James. I think I'm going to record it over that we wrote together. So, but anyway, I came up with the first line, and James said, man, you got to come over now. But look, watch this. At that time, I didn't have gas money to get over to his house. Wow. He didn't know, right, what I was going through. When we finished the session, he said, Debbie is his wife. Give me the credit card. I'm not thinking anything. He gave me the credit card, man, out the blue, not knowing my situation, and said, go fill your car up with gas and go to the grocery store and get everything you need. I said, look at God. You understand? Look, I went over there in faith to write a song. No matter, that's what I mean by loving, eating, sleeping, and bleeding. This, you have to feel, you have to be that way. Man, you just, that brought me back some memories. Yeah. But
this is so powerful. Yeah.
Just natural. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't have nobody at a record company telling you should do this, you do that. I'm doing it in my way. You know what I mean? And I'm just letting it come. and dealing with it when it comes too. So, man, that's it's natural.
So this new single, is it part of a new project, an album, or an EP?
It's actually part of something that's coming out next semester, next year. A project that I'm working on, working with some cats, Larry and Lonnie, that are extremely talented producers, songwriters. They've been in the game and work with a lot of different people. And so I'm working with them on a new project, and I love this new stuff that I'm doing. I got some really good love making music, and really got some good two-step music that I'm proud of. I'm really happy. Like, I'm ecstatic about, like, even I'm thinking about some of the songs now, and I'm like, in my mind, inside, while I'm interviewing with you, I'm actually dancing and singing it, some of the songs inside, because I love the project that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I find interesting is that you've worked behind the scenes, coaching other artists, arranging vocals, and helping others shine. So when it comes to you making your own music, how do you, you know, like, teach yourself in terms of your voice?
Your larynx is your weakest muscle in your body, so you have to exercise it every day. You can't skip on that. And I've been fortunate to be around some of the best singers and best songwriters in the world. Babyface, Luther Vandross. I mean, I've been here doing it. And like I said, I never left. And experiences are the best teachers. Is the best teacher. And you got to be in love with it, man. And you got to live life. You know, I say we all life and going through life, and you got to give everybody your testimony too.
Absolutely.
And let them know. Absolutely. But yeah, man, I the song was in my spirit for a long time. Pretty just ain't enough. And then all of a sudden, Keith Anders and I said, I'm flying to Orlando. Let's work on this new song. And that we started doing it. And man, I promise you, I didn't have all the lyrics either. You know, we come up with changes and everything like that. And then when it's time to get to the mic to sing, they came like running water as well.
Wow. It feels like, you know, it's time for soulful storytelling. You know, it's time for it to make a comeback, or is making a comeback, I would say. Do you think the world is craving for real music again?
We need it. With the craziness, the chaos that's going on, there's always chaos, but we need it. You need to know how to come home and put some rose petals down and shoot for yourself, shit. And settle down and how to unwind and meditate and think on some good things. But I mean, sometimes, you know, it's not bad to be alone, because you can take your own self on a date, so you know how to take somebody else on a date. But chivalry isn't dead. You better believe that. We're gonna make sure of that.
True.
We're gonna make sure of that.
That's amazing. I got some fun questions. Just quick fun questions to ask you.
Okay.
If your personality were a song, what would that song be?
In between. Love by Donny Hathaway.
Oh, wow. Wow. And yeah. Dream duet partner, Living or Gone?
Layla Hathaway, Living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Studio night or live stage light?
Live stage light. Yeah.
And what's your pre-performance ritual?
I have my Bible. I put my shoes on top of a Bible. Because I want to feel like fire and fly like an eagle. I'm serious too. So, and drink a lot of water, and I just meditate on that.
Amazing. And if you were to give an up-and-coming artist two words of advice, what would you say?
Two words. Stay persistent.
Amazing. And finally, what's the next chapter? what should the fans expect, and how do you want this next era of Ricky Jones to be remembered?
I want to go on the road so people can really see my show, and they'll know more about me there.
And
that's the next
any plans to come to the UK
next year? We got some things in the fire that's coming that I'll be there. I can't wait to, because they have given me that. Man, I can't wait, because I've gotten so much love from the UK, man, you know?
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to chat to us, and we look forward to welcoming you to the UK. And
thank you,
but before you go, I would ask you to do us the honor of introducing your new single.
Hello, my name is Ricky Jones, and my new single is called Pretty Just Ain't Enough. Check it out.
Thank you.
You got that look that turns every head. Oh, baby, that's more to love than what's been said. Your smile's a spark, but it fades too fast. I need a love that's gonna last.
Pretty just ain't enough,
oh, baby. Yeah.
Pretty just ain't enough.
I find myself in a world of lies.
World of lies.
When I see the story been posting around,
seems like you're really not.
You dress to impress, but do you really care about those moments that we share, the love we bear?
Pretty just
I never said hello, 'cause
pretty just ain't enough.